Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I'm so glad we have Gwyneth. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast class today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I do have the stack up, and if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Please keep your questions, comments germane to the subject material of today. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Hello, Jason. How are you today? Just hang on a moment. Just stoking my fire, and I am here. Hello,
yeah,
how are you?
You sound quite distant, Gwyneth. Are you distant from your phone?
Just hang on a moment.
Yep.
Just hang on a moment.
Yep.
It's just better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah, so yes. You have your head out the window,
this
right?
This is live radio. What was that? Yes.
So you have your head out the window, right?
This is like, not quite, but this is live radio, and I was just stoking the fire, and I had a hot coal fall out.
Oh.
So,
is it taken care of?
That's all right. Just taken care of, it's fine. One thing I always have on the top of my stove is a pot of water. And that is for a number of things, for a number of reasons. For one reason, in case I feel the urgent need for a cup of tea. And for another thing, in case a coal falls out of the fire, then I can quickly pour some water on the coal. So that's a handy tip for the class, in case anybody's out there. But yeah, it's something that that you have to consider if you have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you have to have a way to extinguish fires. Some people keep a bucket of sand; others keep a bucket of water. In the book, right, Gwyneth? I want to share something with you and the class. In my opinion, loyalty across the United States and probably most of the world has been replaced with cheating, dishonesty, misinformation, disinformation, obfuscation, and nonstop lying. You know, here's a case in point. The Russian-Ukraine war. What's really happening? Well, we were told that the largest nuclear reactor in Europe was shelled, bombed, set on fire, and by the Russians, by the invading forces. And then we were told that the radiation leaks were increasing. Radioactivity in the area was increasing. Then we were told that the reactor vessels were not attacked. It was the administration building that was on fire, training and administration buildings. Today we're told that the Russians, the invaders, cut the power lines that provide electricity to cool the reactor. And the reactor cooling system, in my opinion, if it's not cooled down, could melt down. So what's really happening? We really don't know. So even our children lie, cheat, and steal. And I think that it's going to be about 20 years, if ever, that the lying, the cheating, the dishonesty, the disloyalty will be fixed or partially fixed. It's out of control. People and corporations lie. The accountants lie. The presidents of corporations, the CEO, lie, cheat, steal, all for their own personal purposes. It's out of control. And why is it? Why is it? Well, we have replaced reality with virtual reality. People like those who are in the big tech have replaced real things with virtual things. So you can blow up a country virtually and you can hit the reset button and put it all back together. You can steal from someone and say, you know what, let's undo that. You can murder somebody and you can hit the button and reset that in virtual reality. In reality, you can't do those things. You can't commit a crime and uncommit the crime. So our children have been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed to think that it's okay to be a boy and swim in the girls' swimming matches and claim that you're a girl, and it's okay. It's okay with the universities. It's okay with the spectators. It's okay with the fan addicts. It's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to claim you're a sex other than what you are. It's disgusting to self-mutilate or hire a surgeon to cut off parts of the body and replace them with other parts of the body or stitch together something that's not normal. It's not normal to do this. It's sick. And that's where we're headed. People don't know the difference between right and wrong anymore. They don't know. It's okay for the Chinese to create defective, toxic drywall, sell it as drywall in the United States, and poison the customers who build houses with this Chinese toxic drywall. That's okay, right? It's okay for Masonite Corporation to make siding that if it gets wet, crumbles, you can put your finger through it when it crumbles with moisture, and that's okay. I called the CEO of Masonite years ago. And I said, what's up with this siding? And they said, well, you know, it's not intended to last more than 25 years. Who in their right mind would put siding on a house that if they knew it was only intended to last 25 years? Who would do that? I said, I bought a house and it has this defective siding on it, and I can put my finger right through the siding. They ultimately decided to replace it. They said, gee, you know, that's unusual. I said, you mean I'm the only one? Yeah, you're the only one, Mr. Farrell. I said, oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what, I can drive all around the little village here in Virginia, and houses all over here have it. I think a class action suit is required for this. And then they decided they would settle with me. Temporary siding by the Masonite Corporation. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine your siding turning to mush? I'm talking about the consistency of sawdust mixed with water. Take sawdust, put it in a bowl, mix it up, and that's what I had. I could scoop it out with my hand. Lying, cheating, stealing. Then you go to the Chinese factory tool outlet, and they sell tools, and they say lifetime guarantee, and you think you're buying something equivalent to Craftsman, Snap-on, Matco, Husky, the old Husky, the American Husky, Williams. You're thinking you're buying something like that. You're not. It's substandard. Those tools break. That's more lying. That's more cheating. That's more stealing. And in the meantime, what's the collateral damage? Or the directed damage? That would be Craftsman and all the other companies that made quality tools in the United States. So now we're looking at, we have nothing but Chinese junk coming in to the country. And we don't make anything. You want to buy an American screwdriver? Lots of luck. You want to buy an American, I'm talking about made in America. You want to buy an American ratchet or wrench? Lots of luck. And then the guy with the big chair is saying, you don't like the oil prices? Blame the Russians. Okay, so I did a little bit of research. Just before the broadcast, I can't believe it. Let me just go right to that. So gasoline has doubled in 1 year. Doubled. It was about $1.86 in the futures market. $1.86 about a year ago. And now it's twice that in the wholesale market, in the futures market. We're in a lot of trouble, class. And then the guy with the big chair, he tells us why. He tells us why we're having these problems. Because it's Russia. We stopped importing oil from Russia. I guess that was decision was yesterday. How much oil does the United States get from Russia? Are you ready for this? I'm going to give you all the numbers. U.S. imports of crude right now. 61% of the crude we import comes from Canada. 61%. Mexico, 10%. Those are our closest neighbors. Now, from other parts of the world, we get 2% from Nigeria, 2% from Ecuador, 2% from Iraq. So now we're looking at Iraq to solve this problem, right? They only give us 2% of what we import. So if they doubled it to 4%, if they doubled it, would that really make a big difference? Probably not. Colombia, 3%. Saudi Arabia, 6%. Russia? How much do you think Russia sells to us? 3%. So the guy with the big chair says, blame Russia. Now, here's the rest of the equation. Domestic oil production. So we use 20 million barrels a day, 20 million. We burn up our oxygen, we pollute the air in the United States, burning 20 million barrels of oil a day. Of that oil, how much do you think we produce? About 11 million. We're in a lot of trouble, class. We're in a huge, huge amount of trouble. And there's only one equation that will fix us. And that equation, that comes from me. That equation is what I've said for so long. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We need to reduce our fuel consumption. We need to turn off the lights. If you see your neighbors with a fully lit up house and they're in one room or two rooms, that should make you want to vomit. It's outrageous. Who do they think they are squandering just because they have more money than brains? Who do they think they are wasting our air, our oxygen, and polluting our environment just because they're too stupid and have too much money to pay attention to the consumption? I know a family that has two hot water heaters in series. Why would they have two hot water heaters? Because instead of having a shower, they have a car wash. Who do you know that has two hot water heaters in series so that they can generate enough hot water to squander water? Who do you know? It's outrageous. You should be angry with neighbors like that. You should be angry with people who drive these ridiculously jacked up brand new trucks that get worse mileage than our 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel truck. Why do we get 25 miles to the gallon in that truck and the new trucks get half that?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chevrolet 2022 pickup truck gets about 15 miles to the gallon combined. So we are squandering fuel. And class, does it sound like I'm angry? Absolutely. I am livid with corporations, with their greed, with their stupidity, and the stupidity of their customers. We know people who can't wait to get a new truck. They can't wait to get one. They have no idea that they will not be able to service it. They think, well, it's new, and they're not going to have any problems with it. New does not equal no problems. It does not equal no problems. You're going to have problems that are greater. The technology, the sophistication, the number of sensors, the number of computers, the number of connections that can fail just increases with these new vehicles. People are going to find out they can't live with them. Gwyneth, I am sorry for going on this nonstop rant, but that's how I feel. I am just outraged. And there's no fixing it because we're surrounded with so many stupid people. I used to have a poster. Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers. Gwyneth, back to you.
That is absolutely the truth, Vincent. And you're right. There's no fixing this. There's no coming out of it. And we are headed into the most monumental collapse that any of us could possibly imagine. And there's no turning back. There's no fixing it. Because, you know, if we were in a society where everybody could look after themselves, grow their own food, build their own houses, fix their own cars, you know, look after their own animals, then we wouldn't have any problem. You know, if people still knew how to shoe a horse, hook up a plow to a team of draft animals, plow a field, put a crop in, harvest that field, and so on and so forth, then John Deere would be out of a job and we wouldn't have a crisis in the right to repair. Because, you know, farmers, they used to have teams of oxen, or they used to have teams of horses that would plow their fields for them, and they would have a yoke, or they would have a horse collar, which was easily repairable, you know, or they could take it down to their local blacksmith, and their local blacksmith could repair it for them. And, you know, they could carry on with their work. This was it. And most farmers knew how to make a yoke for their own oxen. And they knew their oxen. They knew them by name. And they would go up in the morning and, you know, they'd have probably a special oxen pen. And they'd call out their names and their oxen would come trotting over for some, you know, yummy treats. And then they'd give them a scratch behind the ear. And then the farmer would tell his oxen what good oxen they were, and then when it came time to yoke them up, they'd all get yoked up and they'd do their day's work, and then they'd go back into the ox pen, and everybody would be happy. You know, there was no John Deere because farmers didn't feel the need to, you know, plow in air-conditioned comfort, I guess. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. You know, last night when you called, I was working with our son to on a Silverado pickup truck, and the road salt had eaten through the brake lines, literally. So stepping on the brake pedal with power brakes had enough pressure to burst the brake lines because they'd been rusted through. So that's just part of the problem. Then the wheel cylinders, the brake wheel cylinders, were rusted in the rear so that they would not operate. They were literally frozen in place because of the rust. Now, that job for one wheel cylinder is estimated to be $279, but there are two of them, so it's 279 times two plus the brake lines. We're looking at $600 because of road salt. Totally unnecessary, all of it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Parliament Tuesday, pleading for more help as Russia continues to violently attack her neighbor. The defiant president quotes some of Winston Churchill's World War II address to the UK nation.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air, We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
After Secretary of State Antony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
President Biden's claims Tuesday that his administration has not limited domestic oil production are not true, according to Representative Pete Sessions, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax after President Biden announced a ban on Russian oil imports.
They want to get from our bitter enemies their energy rather than taking care of what's necessary here. So, how far out of touch is the president and Democrats? They should today go back and build the XL pipeline, because so what if it's some months away from completion? We need to start. The Russian problem is here, and we're going to need to help take care of Europe with our exports, which we can easily do.
Super Bowl champion and sports commentator Troy Aikman says he's releasing a new ultra-healthy beer line that he claims will shake up the industry. And when he set out to create a new line of suds, he says he wanted to make sure it matched his healthy lifestyle. He's calling it 8. The Environmental Protection Agency is set to release millions of genetically altered mosquitoes that are seeking to ward off their natural disease-causing offspring. They're to be released soon in Florida and California. Developed by biotechnology company Oxitec, the altered mosquitoes are genetically modified so that males, which do not bite, are released into the wild with females that do bite. The resulting offspring will never survive to reach maturity, the company claims. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Be slight and
under today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I know it's not a big thing. You know, brake lines rusting through in the scheme of things when the guy in the big chair has just put our name in the ring for World War III. Oh yeah. In my opinion, that's what he did. When he said that we're going to send over two batteries of Patriot missiles over to Ukraine, we just entered World War III. So NATO is lining up against the Russians. We can't tell who we can trust. And we said, we got some missiles. We'll send them over. So that's what we're doing. Now I'm talking about the United States. And then why am I mentioning this thing about brake lines. We can flesh this out a little bit more tomorrow when Kyle joins and we talk about mechanical things and cars and trucks and so forth. But here's why. Because you're driving on a road with vehicles in front of you and alongside you and on the other side of the highway coming toward you that have been driving through salt, and their brake lines have been exposed and are rusting. There's no question about it. So the road salt. Road salt is destructive. And I looked up the cost, the average cost per year for damage to vehicles in America because of road salt. $800 a year. And I was slightly underestimating the cost of this two-wheel cylinder repair, because in that is the additional brake lines that have been rusted, the cost of the brake lines, the cost of the brake fluid, and the labor. And I think it's going to come out to like $800. $800. Right on the money. Right on the money with the national average of the cost of damage because of road salt. Now, that's just the brake lines. That doesn't include all the rusted other parts and the damage to the steering, suspension, ball joints, universal joints, etc. And it doesn't include the front brakes. It only includes the rear wheel cylinders. Not the brake shoes, just the rear wheel cylinders. So, these costs are tax deductible. And I suggest you all look it up. The cost of intentional damage to vandalism is what it's called. Vandalism. Vandalism is tax deductible. And I consider this to be vandalism. Intentional destruction of property. Roads, bridges, cars, trucks, and everything else that gets sprayed by road salt. I'm going to deduct it again if I have enough income to justify deductions. Gwyneth, you know, we're looking at nuclear war, we're looking at conventional war, we're looking at destroying our atmosphere, we're looking at incendiary devices, we're looking at conflicts, we're looking at people hating each other, we're looking at burning refineries, launching rockets, missiles, mortars, tank shells at refineries. That's what's going on. We're burning up our atmosphere. That's what militaries do. They destroy stuff. That's their business. They say they're here to protect us, but they blow things up. You want to see what we're talking about? Just look at some images of Russia and what Russia is doing to Ukraine. There's no question about it. Russia invaded Ukraine. If they didn't invade Ukraine, we wouldn't be talking about this. Now, who's right and who's wrong? I don't know, because of all the lies. And I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying things are being blown up. People are dying. Innocent people are being killed. There's landmines out there. Landmines. So you want to escape? Take this route. And then you step on landmines. Or if you want to evacuate, no problem. All roads lead to Russia. The people have been hoodwinked. We're all being hoodwinked at every turn. At every turn. Which brings me to free speech. Are you hearing, class, are you hearing this kind of broadcast anywhere else other than GCN? Are you? I don't know. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, there's no other show. I listen to quite a bit of talk radio. There's no other show like USA Preparers out there. I can assure the class of that. And, there's because everybody has their own individual niche field that they want to do a radio broadcast on. So there's gardening shows and there's firearms shows and there's political shows, and you know, usually the firearms shows and the gardening shows, they have a little bit of politics in there too. And there's the farmer shows. But the farmer shows don't really, you know, deal too much with any other topic other than farming. And the firearm shows, they don't really deal with any other topic other than firearms. and maybe First Amendment and Second Amendment because they sort of tie in together. But there's no show that will, or there's no broadcast that will teach you how to do it all, how to set up a home security system, how to, you know, train an animal, how to put in a crop, how to wire your home, how the political machinations of the world really operate, and, you know, how to sift your way through all the propaganda. Because if you get the propaganda end of things wrong, you will be seriously impacted in your very existence. Because people who, you know, got the propaganda end of things wrong back in World War II ended up climbing into cattle cars and getting taken to gas chambers. And, you know, people are not aware that during World War II, there would be a, you know, there'd be a locomotive pull up to the local village, and the hussars, the soldiers would go around to all the village houses, and they would say, okay, everybody needs to go down to the village square. And, you know, there'd be maybe 300 or 400 or 500 people, maybe 1,000 people standing in the village square. And there'd be 3 soldiers and maybe 1 Alsatian or 2 or 3 Alsatians herding these 1,000 people and telling them to get on the cattle cars. That's what happened. And in some cases, it was 1 soldier and his dog, 1 soldier and 1 German shepherd, 1 Alsatian and 1 soldier telling hundreds of people to get on the cattle cars, and they actually listened to them and they actually got on the cattle cars. That's absolutely jaw-dropping. But it's true that there were verified cases where there was 1 man and 1 dog showed up in a village, went around, knocked on everybody's door, told them to go down to the village square, didn't tell them why. When they got down to the village square, they got herded into the cattle cars and taken to the gas chambers. 1 man, 1 dog, 300 people. That is monumentally, you know, maybe those, it's really tragic. You know, you hate to say it, maybe those people deserve the Darwin Award because there were little children there. There were babies there. You don't want to say that because they don't know how to make the decisions. But these people were, as you said, Vincent, hoodwinked. And their bad decision to not turn to their neighbours and say, I don't like the look of this, and either I'm going to sneak out, or why don't we overwhelm this guy? There's 300 of us and 1 of him, and this is not going to work well, and I've got a bad feeling about this. Let's get him. I'm not advocating anything. I'm talking about what should have happened in World War II when the Germans or the Hungarians or the Romanians or whoever it was showed up to the village. It would have been so easy for those villagers to say, actually, we don't want to get on the cattle cars today. Actually, I think you're in a lot of trouble. And to surround that man and to give him, at the very least, as we would say here in Australia, a jolly good hiding. You know what a hiding is, Vincent? Do they
please
use that word in America?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. We will this afternoon, though, but go ahead.
Okay. Yep. A hiding is when a group of people don't like you and they surround you, or even one person doesn't like you, and they have another phrase here in Australia called a knuckle sandwich. Do you know what a knuckle sandwich is?
Yeah, absolutely. I know what a knuckle sandwich is. Yeah, and
well,
we do have a term. We do have a term for a jolly good hiding, And that was something that was a term that was used when I was growing up. And it was called tanning his hide. So when someone when someone needed a refresher course, an immediate brush up on the way things were to be, their hide was tanned. I think that's the same thing as a knuckle sandwich and a jolly good hiding.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is. And we're not advocating violence here, but we are saying that maybe when people in Halloween costumes and their dogs show up in your village, it may be a matter of life and death, you know, to not do what you're told. Maybe the people who didn't do what they were told, who either snuck off, didn't answer the door, or, you know, turned on the people who were telling them to get on with the cattle cars, I think most of those people survived. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, if they did turn on the people who were telling them to get on the cattle cars, maybe the people above them who were wearing Halloween costumes would send more and better armed people, but maybe, you know, that would make them up the ante. But maybe they would go away and just never come back. You know, especially if the people in Halloween costumes just, you know, once again, not advocating violence, but didn't return back to the barracks when they were done. You know, this is it. And this is war. But, you know, Zelensky, what a pathetic, I'm not taking any sides on this, but what a pathetic piece of work. He's quoting, he's plagiarizing Winston Churchill. And he doesn't even have any conviction in his voice when he's doing it. My jaw is hanging open. It literally is.
We'll be right back.
We've got to stand up again.
Your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Live in Australia. And Gwyneth, so I just realized that we just added another section to our book, which is sayings and expressions. And so we'll flesh that out. And there are plenty of them that were around when I was a child and when you were a child. So we'll add them if that's okay with you. I wanted to, and one of them is never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers. That's one of them. Okay. But I wanted to read an email that I received recently, within the last few days. And class, if you would like to send me an email, it'll come to me, USA Prepares at Outlook.com, USA PREPARES at Outlook.com. You can send it to me, and Gwyneth and I will, if you'd like to comment on the broadcast, we'll review it, and if it makes sense, we'll include it in the book with comments about the broadcast classroom, things that we've taught, things that we've said, even our opinions, positive, negative, neutral, whatever you'd like to say, we'll certainly consider it. So that would be, it'll come to me, usaprepares@outlook.com. And I'd like to read this email that fits that criteria. Hi, Vincent. While stationed in Hawaii, I found your program about 8 years ago. My wife and myself became daily listeners. We bought a 20-acre hobby farm in the panhandle of Florida, sight unseen, over the internet while living in Honolulu. My wife retired from the Army, and we headed to the farm. You were so right. Buying this farm is the best thing we ever did. While in Hawaii, I went to the University of Hawaii at 46 years old and revived my FAA license, and I worked part-time at the local airport as a as disaster recoverer for the United Methodist Committee on Relief and recovery from the Category 5 hurricane 3 years ago. So much of what I learned from your program enables me to help more people. Because as you know, most people have no idea of what being prepared is about. You're a role model to many people out there. Many thanks. Al Gilbertson in Florida. And he included his phone number, and I called him yesterday, and I was delighted to talk with him. And I've invited him to come on the air with us and share some of his experiences, what he's experienced in his life, how it relates to preparedness, etc. And Gwyneth, you know, in all of this negative news, it's nice, it's really nice to hear that someone took the information that we teach here, jumped on it, and decided that, yeah, it actually was the right thing to do. We've been saying it since day one. Buy a farm, get out of Dodge. Buy a farm, get out of Dodge. And Al Gilbertson and his wife did exactly that, and they are delighted. They're raising animals. They are finding that the trials and tribulations of being a farmer are exactly as we said. You said it. I've said it. Others have said it. You know, when animals die, and it just is crushing. But then on the other end of the spectrum, there's the joy of the birth of those animals. So the farm life is life and death. You are not, if you're a farmer, you are not insulated from reality. You are right stuck in the middle of reality. Economics, energy, disasters, survival, preparedness, ditch medicine. When I say ditch medicine, I mean medicine when you're in the ditch. All of that. That's where you are in the lifestyle that Gwyneth and I and Dr. Sheely and Rich Sheban and Kyle and Sharon and Kathy and Greg and so many of us here at USA Prepares have chosen. Gwyneth, any comments about that email from Al Gilbertson?
Yeah, I'm so glad that he was able to really make some positive changes in his life because of the broadcast, you know, and there's something else you have to consider. If you've been living your entire life in somewhere like Hawaii, then moving to somewhere like Missouri is not going to be a good move. And because you're not going to be able to handle the winters because you get acclimatized in your body to the weather that you are used to. So he made the right decision in moving from Hawaii to Florida because it is a similar climate. But he also made the right decision with getting his pilot's license while he was in Hawaii, because that enables him to not only earn an income, it means that in a disaster, he is not trapped in the panhandle as much as he would be. Because, you know, weather permitting, he may be able to fly out if there is a major, major, major problem. And, you know, if you want to live in somewhere like the Florida Panhandle, I would strongly advise getting either a yacht.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.